where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Welcome, everybody, to the Scaredy Cats Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Hummer.
Ka-ka! Ka-ka! That's my new phrase, guys. How you like it? Hi, it's Mindy. How we doing?
Mindy's here doing random noises. We're doing Stay Alive, the famous Frankie Muniz flick. If you die in the game, you die in real life. So we got a lot to get into. Before we get into that, make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday after NXT or AEW and SmackDown. Make sure to check us out, Unscripted Wrestling, at 6:30 p.m. on Fridays, and Unscripted and Unlimited at 7 or 8 on Saturdays. And make sure to check this show out at 3 p.m., Scaredy Cats. And hell yeah. And we're going to be in Merchantville on September 18th for the toy convention. Come by and either talk wrestling or horror or buy some shit. So it'll be fun. We'll be there.
And also, it is my fiance's birthday. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
So let's get into Stay Alive.
All right, Mindy, Stay Alive. Interesting about this movie, it was produced by Hollywood Pictures, which is a subsidiary of Disney. So technically, this is Disney's only slasher movie to date.
I know, technically Disney owns a slasher film.
Yes. And I find that hilarious. This is,
especially since it's a video game slasher film and they have like Kingdom Hearts and shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's Hollywood Pictures, but they do own it. But it's not like you see Disney in the
beginning. They didn't own it when it first came out.
Yeah.
They owned it, like, a couple years after.
Yeah, I believe so. It's directed by William Bell. We had a budget of $20 million, and it only made $27 back. So.
Yeah, which was really disappointing for me. I really thought, because it only made a profit of $7.1 million. And I have a problem with that. I think that was very low.
Yeah.
I mean, it did become a cult classic, and unfortunately with those things, they do fall through at the box office and whatnot, but I do feel like it should have gotten better numbers.
Oh, I agree. It didn't do that well critically either to me, which is, I thought it was surprising because I thought it wasn't by the numbers horror movie like they kind of said it was. I thought the gimmick was like cool enough and the shit that they were doing.
And it was original enough for the time.
Yeah.
That I think it got away with a lot.
And you have a nice young cast. I mean, it's not like the greatest cast at all.
It's not like the most famous cast.
But Sophia Bush has done a lot of shit, especially with the Hitcher.
She's the only reason I watch One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
She didn't do Hitcher after this. She kind of became a little bit of a spring queen for a little while. She did a few horrors and whatnot. And I have to say, I like her in the horror genre.
Yeah, I think she's fine.
I really do. I think she holds her own. The other characters besides her and Frankie Muniz, and the one that is in the very, very, very beginning, his, like, kind of brother, Loomis or whatever, he was on Gilmore Girls.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I knew him.
Nice. Yeah, I thought Hutch was fine and Abigail, they were good leads. I mean, Frankie Muniz is obviously a wild card to throw in there for a horror movie.
Yeah, I was really surprised that of all people, they picked Frankie Muniz. But he played and looked the part.
Yeah. His character
upside down and the like showing up to set everything up. Like, you would, that's who you would think of as, like, the AV nerd.
Yeah. But it's not a cop-out, but it is kind of like Frankie Muniz is, like, the biggest star of this movie, so it's funny that they kept him alive. Because Swink is an easily killable character if you put him in a different movie. I think it was easy, like, if he would have died in the rose bed like it seemed like he did, I don't think anyone would have been like, oh, shit. You know?
Yeah.
As I was fine with three people living. I just found it funny.
Feel like one of them should have died. I don't think it should have been Frankie Muniz. But I do feel like I think Abigail should have died. I think they should have been a little too late.
I didn't really buy her as a scream queen in this movie. And I know her and Hutch kind of...
And the fact that Sophia Bush, October, was dead for 10 freaking minutes. Guys, I kept track. She was dead for 10 minutes. And already this bitch is trying to get all up on Hutch's dick.
Well, were her and Hutch a thing?
October and Hutch were.
Were they?
Yeah, she called him baby and kissed him all the time.
But she called everybody baby.
No, when the blonde girl showed up, she was like, Dollface, do you have something that you maybe want to share with me? And she pulled in the girl, and Hodge is like, oh, yeah, sorry, Abigail, this is October, my girlfriend, and
no,
this is Phineas, her boyfriend, not boyfriend, her brother. October and Hodge were seeing each other.
No way.
Yeah, they were together. So that's so fucked up about it. Is that, like, she was literally dead for, like, 10 minutes. And it was like, swoop.
She did swoop in.
I think October would have been a better choice.
Yeah, I didn't really know that they were together. I've seen this movie, like, 10 times. And that never
I thought you knew, honestly.
No.
I really thought you knew.
No, I didn't think they were together. I didn't even feel like they kind of set that up like that. It always felt like she was like the mother figure of the friend group.
She said honey and doll face a lot, and she said it to everybody.
Yeah, like Frankie Muniz is Sweetie Pie, and even her and her brother acted a little too fucking close. But
yeah,
she was
so like you said when we were kids, she was a lot like me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it was so hard for you to get when you were little that they were together.
Yeah.
Because she treated him like everybody that she treated in her life that she loved.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like that. It just seemed like he was like a good friend.
But they did
kiss
in the cafe.
Okay.
When he came home from Loomis's funeral.
Hey. If it happened, it happened. I'm not saying it didn't. I just don't quite remember that. But I do believe it. And Jimmy Simpson, a Westworld fame, he knocks it out of the fucking park as Phineas.
Oh, my God. Phineas is probably, guys, the funniest character I have ever seen in a horror movie. And that's a lot coming from me. Because I've seen a lot of them, and I've seen a lot of funny ones.
Yeah.
But he is possibly one of the best, especially him and Sophia Bush as October. They do so well with the, like, witting off each other because they're brother and sister and everything. They do a really good job at that.
Yes.
And also, one of my favorite scenes, I was talking to Daniel about this in the beginning, was he took his controller, well, he took Swink's controller out of his hand and he licked it all over and he gave it back to Swink and he said, touch it, love it, embrace it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was hilarious.
It's funny because I thought he was great. And it's hard to do this with a horror movie. I feel like a lot of movies, especially around this era,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to get a really good likable cast. Sometimes
absolutely.
The writing in horror movies, it doesn't lend it to, like, having a nice likable cast.
And I liked all of them.
Yeah, mostly all. I mean, there was a couple, like, dick sworn in there, like the one detective. But out of the core cast, like the friend group, Phineas is like the asshole, and he's still like super likable because he's hilarious and he's funny and he does have good intentions. You can tell, like he's not just a cop. He's just a bit of a dick.
Guy. Yeah. He's just a bit of a dick.
Yes.
And then Hutch is a really great guy. Victoria.
Victoria.
Is that her name?
No.
What's her name?
Which one? The Blondie. Final girl?
Blondie.
Yeah, Abigail.
Abigail. Sorry, guys. She was really easily forgettable, as you all can tell.
She was the only one I didn't really get into.
Exactly.
That
she was the only one that I think could have been cut.
Yeah.
Which is a different actress, or maybe not even been in it at all, and I wouldn't have missed it.
Well, I think it would have meant more if she would have died at the end. I don't think it's not on my top kill, but the way October was killed and what she meant for the movie, I do think like it was a pretty important thing to kill her off in the way they did. And that was like an emotional thing too.
Oh, absolutely.
And it definitely affected Hutch a lot more than like Phineas did.
Oh, absolutely. Cause Phineas affected October.
Yes.
That's why she was able to put up a good fight with the witch because of her gothic knowledge, because she started deviling even deeper into what she already knew when Phineas died, remember?
Yes.
And she was in the apartment with Flink and she was looking up everything and whatnot. So if you go back and watch it, she's the only one that actually put up a good fight.
Yeah, and well, she's like, because of her rituals and the stuff like she's into, she gives basically the whole backstory for everything, and she tells everything. Like, she, like, sets
the scene.
She's the
reason they survived.
Yeah, mostly.
She told them what to do.
Yeah.
If she had not told them what to do, they would have lost.
Yeah, exactly. So she was a badass character. I do like the way, and I like it, like I've said on the show numerous times, I don't like it when you bring cops in horror and shit. I think
neither do
it.
I, but that detective really deserved to die.
Yeah, but I mean, I was fine with those two. I like that the kids, not the kids, but like, I like it when the core group of friends in a horror movie have to figure out what's going on and they have to do like the detective role.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a whodunit sometimes, even though this isn't that, but they still have to figure out what the fuck's going on. Like her and Swink in that apartment and shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they go to the LaRouche plantation.
Yeah, to see what's going on.
Everything else. Well, that's where it's made, and they don't know that the plantation is right behind the house. But Swink is somehow in the game with them in the house, but he's not actually with them.
Yeah.
It's really weird, but it's really cool at the same time. And Swank is able to go around the house quicker than they are and see that the LaRouche plantation, which, I'm sorry, people, it does not exist. Elizabeth Bathory, Countess Elizabeth Bathory, she was never in Louisiana. That did not happen. She was born in Hungary, and she died in Transylvania, which is now Slovakia.
It's based on a real story, though?
It is based on a true story. Countess Elizabeth Bathory is a real person.
Yeah.
That's her right there.
Did she really fuck people up?
Yeah, she was the most prolific. Actually, to this day, she still holds the Guinness Book of World Record title of most prolific serial killer ever.
Respect to the cannibalism. Nice.
Yeah, she used to eat her victims and she also used to bathe in their virgin blood.
Ugh.
And she used to drink their blood so that way she would basically soak up their virginness and their innocentness. That's why they were hung. That's why the girls were hung upside down every time she was getting ready to what their throat.
Yeah.
Because if you get someone scared and they're hanging upside down, the blood will flow faster.
Jesus Christ.
So that's actually why she drank October's blood before they came in and found her real quick. Remember?
Yeah, October didn't have virgin vibes, though.
Yeah, but she still did. I think it wasn't virgin. I think it was, like, young.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's what they meant about virginal, because it's, like, in the
1600s. Yeah.
So I want to say by virginal, they meant, like, younger.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, she's a scary little bitch, man.
She made for a good kind of villain to the movie, too.
Yeah.
And the video game and everything.
Yeah, and especially because of the tower and whatnot, because even though there was no LaRouche plantation, she still did die in a tower. Because of her prolific family and her family's higher regard in the public eye and everything, her brothers actually put her under house arrest in her castle. And she was locked away in a tower, like it was put in the video game. That part was true. And she died 2 years later, I think, and she had complained to one of the guards that the boys had put there to keep an eye on her. And she said, "My hands are cold." And he said, "Just go to sleep, Miss Bathory. It'll all be okay." And she never woke up.
Yeah.
So she also did have a few different children. The ones that put her away was her son, Paul, and her other son, who I cannot pronounce the name of. Then she had a couple girls. So, and, like, she was a housewife for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one thing is that when she was little, she suffered from multiple seizures. Like, they would just come on all the time, grandma seizures. And a lot of people thought that she might, including her family, that she might have epilepsy. But she was never treated for it. But I heard about a historian who did a documentary on the History Channel. I watched it, of course. And he said that it was actually tied to the fact that she and her brothers and sisters were technically, like, incest kids.
Yeah.
That their parents were, like, cousins, like, first cousins.
Damn.
So that's why the historian believes, and a lot of people believe, that that's why she had the seizures, because not only did she have the seizures, but she had violent outbursts.
Okay.
She had fits of rage. It was just bad with her sometimes. Like, when it was all right, it was all right. When it was bad, it was horrible.
Right.
So they kind of chalk that up to that being, but she did only, and this is really, really, really important, she did only technically get tried for 50 women, her and her servants, which ironically her servants got the death penalty. But as well, she is known to have killed over 650.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. That's what they believe the number to be. But they don't know, because she only claimed 50. But, yeah, that's the backstory on this. Basically, the only thing this movie did wrong with the backstory is they put it in the wrong place.
Well, and let's be honest, even by what you just said, I mean, she's got a full wiki page. I mean, you could make a full movie on her if you wanted to.
They did.
Did they?
Basically, this is what it was. And also, guys, they did make a horror movie about Elizabeth Bathory.
That's
it's
what I'm
called
saying,
Bathory Elizabeth, Elizabeth, because that's her full name. And it says underneath the Countess of Blood. I've never seen it. I don't think Daniel's ever seen it. So we're going to have to find it for you guys and give it a watch.
Now, there is something I got to critique about this real quick.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm a little bit of a gamer, not a huge gamer, but casually. I'm surprised your fiance hasn't said anything about this.
He's watched it. No, he did say last night that he thought it was decent.
That's dope. But what I'm saying is, that's not my critique. My critique is, in 2006, You cannot tell me the PlayStation 2 had little online capability. Like, it, online was just starting to be a thing. But they had fucking computers. They had PlayStation 2s, and they were playing online.
They also had a tech nerd with them.
Yeah, but PlayStation, when was PlayStation 2 ever compatible with a computer?
Never.
And then they're plugging in all kinds of different controllers. And the technology was not available for, like, them to be in seven different places.
No, I feel like they exaggerated that.
Yeah.
Also, with the fact that they had to say the prayer and everything, like, even Frankie Muniz said, like, that's next-level technology.
Yes.
We're in 2021, guys, and we still don't have that.
Yeah.
We still don't have games where we talk.
But from this movie, I remember there was like a fantasy game I played, and it was a type of old thing, but you had to press A for it to do it. And I remember going to do it, and it's like, I don't want to do this because I was scared because I thought back to this. And it was not even like a scary game, but it's like, I'm scared to do this now.
Yeah, and the thing is I really want to ask you, do you think the scariness of the actual game of them all playing it together, do you think that holds up?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
I think it's, well, no.
I think it's a little cheesy with the boss and everything. I could deal with the boss not dying and not being a part of it.
Oh, I love that scene.
I mean, I like the way he died.
Yeah, me
too. I really love the way he died. He died in a really good fashion, and, like, the whole scene and everything was really suspenseful. But what I'm saying is I don't even think they needed him.
No, they didn't, but it was another guy to off. You wanted to keep the core group that was in the room alive for a little while longer while also kind of also
branching off
and putting a stamp on the rules, because you put a stamp, you kind of set the rules in formation by killing Hutch's friend in the beginning, but now you put a stamp on the rules by this guy died playing the game with us, and then he went to go home.
And that's why the investigators actually got into Hutch.
Yes.
And then Hutch's friend Phineas died and everything, so then they got really curious, and
yeah.
Then the detective died, and then they got even more curious.
Yeah. Which I love the way it's not my top kill again, which I know we're running out, but
we're not running out. We told him we were
no running out of kills, but the way Phineas in that scene, the way he was fucking, he was on the road, his car broke down. The atmosphere in that scene, and just, like, it really kind of made it like a video game, and the way the shade, like, came down and, like,
yeah,
went dark out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was the first time of the shadow, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe that was.
Well, yeah,
because
usually guys, like, the first two guys died in a building or a house, so you never really saw that. And it was, like, dark in both buildings anyway. But this is, it was, like, light outside, and then you see the big shadow, and it's like, what's going on? And you hear the horses. And it's not the most gruesome death, and it's like you kind of see it coming, but there's some eerie about it.
There's just something about putting me on the edge of the seat and being like, come on, run, get somewhere, go.
Yeah.
So it was, and I would say it's not one of my favorites, but it was an intense one.
I thought, yeah, it was creepy enough to, like, really still stick out in my head.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was still done very well.
Yeah. Now, I do have something to tell you real quick. They are teasing a sequel.
It would work now. Especially how huge online gaming has become.
About doing virtual reality.
Oh, that, I mean,
this
that'd be cool.
Just a tease. We don't know anything yet. We have no idea.
Well, if you're going to do that, something else. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, it did really good. This movie did really good with game concept and everything. I mean, look at Doom that came out before it. That was bad.
Yeah, but that was just based on a video game, though. That wasn't like it wasn't like a movie about video games like this. It was about a video game, Doom, which was just ass.
Yeah.
It was one of the Rock's only shitty movies, but that's, I'd still say that's a little different. This movie, I thought this movie was done very well, and I thought it did tackle games in a good way, and I think even now, because games are way bigger than they were in 2006, now it would be fucking crazy, and now they can go with how big online and shit is, if they, like, if you, like, I was thinking about it now, it's like, if I, like, me and Kevin play a lot of games sometimes, and I'm fucking dying 15 times, like, around. Like, I would be fucked if this was, like, a thing now.
I also love how in the video store, Daniel, that the kid gets the game, and he already heard about the game from the detective. He already knows that it's taken out a couple people, and he still stalks it around the store, and he still loads it up on the video.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, that guy didn't look like he had too much mental capacity.
That man
anyway.
Looked like Hyde from that 70s show. He looked like Discount Hyde.
He looked like Hyde, but out about an 8-ball of cocaine.
That's what I said, Discount Hyde.
He was fucked up. He looked like he was way too hyper and weird, and he was shaking in a weird way. Yeah. Now, my top kill would probably, you mentioned it a couple times, but I'm going to take it from you just in case it's yours. The way that detective got knocked out, the white guy, when he fucking played the game and he was, oh my God, it like came behind. I don't even know exactly what happened.
Okay,
but like
so
the
this
track.
Is what happened, people. He went to the video store to track down what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And when he went back to his van, he wasn't in the police car or anything. He was in like in a minivan. And he got back in the van, and this was right after he talked to the other detective, and he said, yeah, I don't know what's up with this stupid game. No one seems to know about it. I guess it might be underground. And he hung up with the guy. He got in his front seat, and then all of a sudden, his mirror cracks. And he looks in it, and it's her.
Yeah.
And she killed him.
No, but didn't, like, the cage come down? Like, a cage, like, there was, like, a contraption that he was in that comes down and separates his fucking mouth and shit and separates his face. Because that's what fucking...
She ripped him.
No.
That was her.
No, it wasn't. No, he was in, like, a torture device. I'll pull it up on YouTube.
He wasn't in a torture device.
I swear to God.
All right, guys, we're arguing about this.
But that was, like, a crazy kill.
It's not in a torture device. I think she did it with her scissors.
Your scissors.
Maybe she did it with her your scissors.
Your scissors.
Sorry, guys. This is why brother and sister should never do this kind of shit.
Yeah. I can't find the club. But that's okay. We'll just go with I was right.
You were not right, though.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened, Doc.
And, whatever. I'm making you watch this later.
But yeah, hell of a movie. What's your top kill?
I'm going to steal this away from you. I would say the boss. Because even though I feel like the character could have been written out, his kill was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was a really, really good kill. And, like, the entire atmosphere and with the controller shaking and her being in the mirrors and just the entire thing really just added to it. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was badass. And he had a ridiculous accent, by the way, but just the way, like, he... I like the eeriness too, the way she passed like through the building and stuff.
She was a creepy motherfucker.
She was creepy. She was terrifying. I thought she was a really good antagonist for this movie. And I really thought it was done well.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people like, because you mentioned the bitch she's cheating and stuff. And a lot of critics were mad that they're like, the movie can't even play by its own rules because they
have because the game actually, when she gets bored, guys, and she gets mad because you're not playing it, she actually starts playing the game for you.
Yeah.
And that brings me to my two favorite parts, guys, before we get into Mitty's favorite kill. We got two favorite parts coming up right here.
Okay.
So, Phineas had stolen the game, and they were all panicking. October, Hutch, Swink, the other girl who I can't remember her name. I think her name was Abigail. I really don't care. They ran in on him, and he is face down on the table, and he has the game paused, and it looks like he died. And they're like, oh my God, are you okay? What are you doing? And this man comes up from doing a monster bong rip and lets it out. And he is like, I was just ripping it. What's going on?
No, I'm not ripping this bitch, right?
Yeah, he's like, I'm ripping this bitch. What's going on? And then my also other favorite has got to be Daniel stole it for me, but when Frankie Muniz was playing and she got mad because he was helping the two ones in the house, Abigail and Hotch. So she got pissed off and she tried to walk him away from the game, which she broke into the van and got it back and everything. But then the sky starts to go black, and he hears the horses. And Frankie Muniz ditches the computer and goes, that's not fair, bitch, that's cheating. And just runs away. It was great.
Yeah, she was like, fuck your games, fuck your rules, I'll do what I want.
She just got frustrated. Like, it seemed every time someone threw a wedge in her way, she got pissed.
Yeah. Now, you kind of mentioned this earlier, but I am going to have to go back to it because you said that you don't think the scariness holds up when they're playing the game.
I said I wasn't sure.
When they're playing the game, though. And I agree with you. I think when they're playing the game, after they do the oath, it's not scary.
No.
But I like the intense action because I feel like that they nip that on the head on playing games with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very action-y, the way they're screaming at each other and shit. And then the boss dies and all that. I think it transitioned those scenes very well.
Yeah.
And I think it did a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I just think the seance thing was a little too advanced.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't real technology, but, you know, it was still, it was something to move the plot forward.
Yeah.
It wasn't
terrible.
Yes.
So I would definitely say that my least favorite kill, and it's so disappointing because I really wanted to see it happen, was one of the very first kills, the man and the woman having sex with the pig mask gun. Because they look like they got massacred.
Yeah, they got fucked up.
And that would have been, that would have been beautiful. I would have loved it. And I'm pretty sure it was because if they did it, they would have been in, like, MMA, MMA, whatever it is, mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Territory and whatnot, NC-17. So I'm pretty sure that's why they didn't do it. But it was still such a great setup.
Yeah, no, I thought it was. Especially because then you found out, like, later from them talking that they played the game with him, even though you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that beginning scene was well done. This is a movie we watched a few months ago, honestly, and I was into
we
it
did,
the whole
actually.
Time. Yeah, and it was on a phone, and I was still on it the whole time, and I was still staring at it, and I never really once could not pay attention or not be into it.
It still holds your attention.
It does.
Even after all these years, it still holds your attention.
Yes. And I thought it was really well done. It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the cliffhanger at the end where it's like you go to the game kind of, he puts it in at the store. What do you think of that, of it possessing a bunch of shit
lame.
Of people?
That was, I'm sorry, guys. That was so see-through-glass lame. Like, I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
Like, once everybody died and, like, moved on and whatnot, I could totally see that. Having the game be released and whatnot, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
So, for me, it was a little too predictable.
Yeah, it was like shameless sequel bait almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, this is going to keep happening, so.
Yeah.
If you like it, we'll make another movie.
Yeah, it was okay. It was just, I don't know. I think it would have been scarier if, like, they would have been leaving the plantation and you would have saw, like, her hands ripping a book away or something.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a little bit scarier. or something like that, even though that is a little cliche, because it's been really overdone. But I still would have liked that better.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of, like, things about this movie that you can nitpick some stuff if you wanted to, but I thought as a story it was genuinely done pretty well. The whole thing with Nunes at the end, where they kind of like, you think he's dead, but it's not. And then if you pay attention enough and you know that the roses, and you've kind of like not fallen asleep through the movie, you see, oh, he's in a bed of roses, so he'll be okay. And I like how they kind of threw that in there. Like,
yeah, and they kind of were like, well, we planted the seed like 15, 25 minutes ago, so let's see if everyone remembers.
Yeah. Now, the scene with, I think it did nothing for Abigail as a final girl, the scene with her with the rose, with, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves
that's
me.
That's because she was scared.
I know, but it's like she's going fucking nuts and it did nothing for the plot. I didn't think it really meant that.
I just wish she would have died. I don't care. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sure you grew up with a beautiful actress and whatnot, but I just, this isn't your movie.
You're an October fan.
She should
have died. I disagree. I think both of them should have got fucked up. But it is what it is. How many controllers would you give this out of 10, Mindy?
Oh, the weirdest shit. 8.5? Yeah.
I think I'd go the same. Because I thought this was done really well.
It could have been done better.
Yeah, it could have been done a little better, but for the gimmick, like, the story was good enough. I'm glad that they took a real-life story, even though, like, it's like, you said she wasn't from wherever the fuck they said she was from and all that shit, but...
No, she was from Hungary. She was Hungarian. She was from Louisiana. And she, this is the, her story, guys, is from, like, she was born in 1560.
Yeah.
I don't even think the United States was discovered yet. I don't know, guys. I didn't do well in school. So I don't know if Christopher Columbus discovered America yet. I don't think he did.
Now, have you seen the DVD and the bonus footage? Because I know they, like, introduced, like, the creator of the game.
I don't.
It's, like, 15 more minutes, and it's, like, a new character and subplot.
I don't remember that. I mean, I may have.
Yeah. I didn't see it, so.
But I may have. Bless you.
Thank you.
I may have. I'm not sure. But this was going to be a lot longer than I thought. How many controllers would you give it? 8.5?
Yeah, I'd say 8.5. I think we still did it justice. I know we didn't go an hour, but I don't know what else we can. I mean, we dissected the movie pretty well.
Yeah. So, yep. This is good, guys.
What are you doing next week?
Next week, we are going to be doing the top 10 movies with the creepiest children.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, I want to see your omens. I don't want obvious shit. I want you to try.
Okay. I got a few.
Okay. All right. Cuckoo, cuckoo. We're done, guys.